This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper, Scissors, where rock always wins.
Welcome to Post Rock, Paper, Scissors. Armand here, and I know what you're thinking. Did I miss something? Where's the opening track? Well, today's show is a little different. I didn't really have a song in my playlist or whatever that fit as an opening track, and you'll kind of see why as the show goes on. So today, I guess I'll just start off talking about what today's show is going to be about, and then we'll go straight into the music. Today's show is a little different. I've noticed that with each coming show, my shows are kind of getting longer and longer and longer, and last week's show was almost an hour and a half, and you know, I don't mind playing a lot, and I hope you're enjoying it. But I want to scale it down a little, make it a little bit more manageable, I guess, for everyone. So to try to keep it around an hour. And this isn't me being lazy. I hope that's not what it sounds like. So today's show is going to be a bit smaller. It's only about 40 minutes of music. And you'll also notice that all the songs today are very small, for the most part. I don't really have a theme for today's show. Maybe I'm running out of ideas. The songs are more, I guess the show is more sonically themed today. All the songs kind of fit together nicely, I hope. And are all kind of roughly in the same vibe, I guess. You'll notice, I think there's 40 minutes of music today, and we have 9 tracks. So, as you can see, that does not sound very post-rock. And today's show isn't post-rock as in, it's very, very not, very not, it's very bad English. There's a big lack of guitars in today's show. It's not epic, it's not big. I guess everything is kind of being scaled down in this show. It might be a little depressing, the show. It's not very upbeat. There's like one track that's upbeat in the entire show. And there's only 2 songs that are about 7 minutes long. The rest of it is all very short. And it's all a lot of keys and strings, some vocals and acoustics. So hopefully it sounds good. The first track that we're going to be playing is by a band, or I don't think it's a band. I think it's like one guy mainly doing everything. It goes by the name of Bleeding Heart Narrative. Now, I know what you're thinking. That doesn't really sound so good. Bleeding Heart Narrative. Whenever I hear blood and heart in the same, like together, just reminds me of high school. It's too, I mean, I'm sure there's some reasoning for the guy making that, putting that as his band name or artist name. I'm sure there's some personal reason for that, but it's not. Let's say if I was listening to my iPod and I was listening to something by Bleeding Heart Narrative and someone nudges me and says, "Hey, what are you listening to?" I'd kind of feel embarrassed to say I listen to the Bleeding Heart Narrative. Not obviously the person, 99.9% chance that the person by you is not going to know who Bleeding Heart Narrative is. But I'd feel awkward if that's the band name I tell them I'm listening to. I hope the guy from Bleeding Heart Narrative is not listening to this show right now. Sorry, your music is good. I don't really like your band name. But we'll get into Bleeding Heart Narrative. This song is called As If Yearning Was All and More Than Enough, off his album All That Was Missing We Never Had in the World, which is quite a mouthful. That's what she said. Anyway, here we go. Thank you. All right, welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Let's just go over what we played right there. The first track, actually the first two tracks, were both by Bleeding Heart Narrative. Now, see, I like the band, I just don't really like the band name. And you won't see that often from me. I won't really ever play two tracks by the same artist within the same show. And usually when I did my radio show, I would try to keep it to, if I play an artist once, I won't play that artist again for the rest of the quarter. And we would do 10 weeks, 2 hours a week. So, and we would just keep it to one play per artist a quarter, or as much as we possibly could. But, anyway, that was Bleeding Heart Narrative. First track was called As If Yearning Was All and More Than Enough. And the second was Black Glass. The first being the pretty much the all piano and key and strings. And the second one with the vocals added to it. And the last track that we played right after that was by... I'm going to butcher this. It's not even the guy's real name. But it's by Benoit Poulard. It's a very French name for some dude who's from like Oregon or something. It's not his real name. It's his like band name, or it's like a pen name, but no pen, you know. Just they should have that something for music. Like you don't see that too often, do you? A pen name for music for a band, an artist. That's an interesting thought. But anyway, that song was called "Triggering Back," and it's off his album Precise without the E at the end. It's very French. Or I think it is. Anyway, that was probably the happiest song on the show. Very upbeat. And overall, that album by Benoit Poulard is fantastic. I would really check it out. If you're into like... It's like singer and singer-songwriter stuff, but without the boring. It's like if some guy... mixed this ambient post-rockiness with singer-songwriter music, they would get Benoit Poulard. And I should probably Google how to pronounce that. But whatever, really. Anyway, that was that block. The next block, the first track, is by Heather Woods Broderick, who is the sister, I believe, of Peter Broderick. She has a new album out now called From the Ground. And I think it's fantastic. Go check it out. Really, it's one of my favorite albums of the year. If you like Peter Broderick, you'll probably like Heather Woods Broderick. Because they're kind of in the same genre. But it's great stuff. This song is called The Colors. And I really enjoy the album as a whole. But... You know, while we're talking, well, this is kind of off track now, but I thought I'd bring this up during the show. Another reason that we're kind of making a small show is I wanted to keep the show to be 40 minutes because I really don't like, I don't want to say I don't like, but it's kind of annoying sometimes when people make things or bands or artists make things longer than they should be. And you find that a lot in the post-rock community. Bands, for some reason, feel that their songs have to be a certain length or their albums have to be a certain length. So it's bloated a lot of the time sometimes. And it makes it worse, simply put. Like, you don't necessarily need a 60 or 70 minute album. Not everyone is Hammock to be able to do that. There's nothing wrong with 40-minute albums. And a good example is Explosions in the Sky. Everyone likes Explosions in the Sky. Come on. They're like if post-rock was candy, you know? And all their albums are around 40 minutes, and there's a reason for it, you know? You don't have to make everything so bloated. And songs don't need to be 10 to 15 minutes long if only 8 minutes of it are good. And the rest is just dragging on. Anyway, that was a side rant by me. I still love a lot of post-rock. or else I would not have the show. And I'm just trying to say that not everyone does it the way it should be done. Or I don't know if there is a way it should be done. But, God damn it, I have no idea what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. We'll just get into the music. Here's Heather Woods Broderick, and I'll stop ranting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. Let's go over what we just played. The first track in that block was by Heather Woods Broderick, like we mentioned earlier. The song was called The Colors, and it's off her album From the Ground. Like we said earlier, it's a great album. Go check it out. That was probably like the slowest track on the album, I guess. After that, we heard a song called Watching As She Reels by Raphael Anton Irisari off his album Hopes and Past Desires. Now that track, I mean, I really think that's one of the best tracks probably I've ever heard. I mean, it's my very likely to be my favorite of 2009. I'm waving my hands up like crazy to show that's a pretty pointless statement. It's always stupid to say, oh, best track of the year, or whatever. But that track, I really, really, really enjoy. I hope you enjoyed it too. It's very sad. I guess it's very beautiful, very pretty song. And Raphael Anton Irisari in general makes some fantastic music. And I've said fantastic quite a bit today in this show. Fantastic and small. I should probably make that my... I have no song episode title this week. So I should probably put small and fantastic together and come up with something interesting for a title. Anyway, like I said, that was Raphael Anton Irisari. Up next is going to be a song by Rachels. It's called Last Things Last. Last Things Last. Off their album Systems/Layers. Rachel is also a great band. It's mainly, I believe, the work of Rachel Grimes, who I think has an album, a solo album. Even though this is her music, I think, played by like a chamber group. To be honest, I don't know if it's Rachel's is just Rachel's band, or it's actually a band and it just said, hey, let's name it after Rachel. But anyway, they make some great music. And it's all like strings and keys and whatever. And this next song is also pretty depressing. And like I said, today's show is pretty much a downer. It's very pretty, but very, oh, I want to cry on my pillow and I don't want to get out of bed and all that stuff. Which I find awesome, if that makes any sense. To me, the more depressing something is, the more I tend to enjoy it. I don't know. I like depressing things. And that's about as far as I can. I don't really know the reasoning behind it. But anyway, we'll get into Rachel's, and here is Last Things Last.
Oh, Würdest du das?
Yeah.
taxiresan minns jag och rummet vi kom in i. Det är jag och Linda på ena sidan bordet och tre män på andra sidan. Jag säger att det är bra att rummet är stort. Han i mitten frågar vad jag menar med det och jag svarar att jag behöver mycket plats. Sen säger jag att jag inte tycker om hans namn. Randiga soffor och små bord. En bokhylla. Dörrar med siffror på in till rummen. Längst in har vi köket och tv-rummet. Det kan du titta på sen. Det är fullt nu så du ska vara i samtalsrummet i natt. Jag ser några som sitter och spelar spel. En tjej med snelugg reser sig ur soffan och hälsar på mig. Ja, titta i sitt papper. Det är du som är Linda. Jag jobbar helger här, jag ska vara här ikväll. Har du något husdjur? Vårdarna kommer in på mitt rum en gång i timmen. Säger att det är deras uppgift att bryta min isolering. Det står i deras förhållningssätt. Skålar med cornflakes och müsli och filmjölk och Kalles kaviar och limpsmörgåsar som på ridlägret. Avlångt rum med en grön soffa, ett piano, två stolar, ett litet bord med en telefon. Det ska inte bo någon här egentligen, säger Mats och tar bort telefonen. Det är snart middag. Jag kan komma in med maten på en bricka. Det är ju trots allt första kvällen. Men sen är det meningen att du ska äta där ute. Det är en viktig del under vistelsen här. Han stänger dörren. Jag sätter mig på soffan. Jag kan inte vara här.
Thank you.
militärkängor. Mats är nästan 2 meter och jag sparkar allt jag kan. Trapphuset och sen gården med utmöblerna som fortfarande står ute. Jag springer ner för backen ut mot ringvägen. Hoppar in i en bil som står parkerad utanför grinden och ropar kör, som i en film.
Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. Let's just go over what we played. The first track in that block was by Rachels, like we mentioned earlier. It's called Last Things Last. It's off their album Systems Layered. After that, we heard Swad with their song. It's either Ja or Ya or Ha. It's a J A. I don't know if that's a yeah sound, a huh sound, or a just sound. And it doesn't really matter. That's off their album Sekunden. I believe, I have no idea where Swad is from. But I'm guessing it's not here. But they make some nice music. That track is basically all keys and stuff. I actually took some liberties and I cut out like the last 2 minutes of the track. Sorry, Swad. But the last 2 minutes didn't fit my show as much as the first, what was it, 3 minutes of that song. And again, I took liberties with the song after that. It's by a band called Suffocate for Fuck's Sake, which is a pretty cool album band name. Now, if someone nudged me and said, what are you listening to? And I said, Suffocate for Fuck's Sake, I'll be cool with that. That song was called 26 and Full of Plans. I actually did not even play half of that song. I only played about 8 minutes. And that the real track is about 18 minutes, I think. So, didn't play the first 10 for obvious reasons. If you know what the band sounds like, you know what the first 10 minutes sound like. They're like, they can't decide if they want to be a metal band or some ambient band that makes pretty music. Overall, the album's good. Has, like I said earlier, suffers from bloating. A lot of parts that aren't really necessary. And speaking of bloating, this is the album name. Blazing fires and helicopters on the front page of the newspaper. There's a war going on, and I'm marching in heavy boots. There's a fucking period in the album title. That's how long it is. Probably should be 2 periods. One at the end and one in the middle. Anyway, it's really long. They bloat a lot of things. But that song was very gorgeous, I think. I mean, it starts off with the nice keys and then it erupts. And that's the only erupting in the show, you know. It's the only epic track in the entire show. And hopefully it was a nice way to, you know, cap off the show. Kind of finish it on a happy note. It ends out pretty happy. That song always makes me want to, like, at the end when there's just a bunch of, like, singing going on, it just makes you want to, like, empty your lungs. You just want to scream at the top of your lungs with the song. Anyway, I hope you like that. I hope you like the show. That's pretty much it. We have one track left. I hope you, like I said, I hope you enjoyed the show. It was all small, pretty, kind of depressing tracks. And this last track, I think, kind of summarizes the show nicely. It's called A Transgression Suite. It's by Subtract by Two, and it's off their album, wow, I can't really say this, Agonizer, Ecrire? E-C-R-I-R-E. I don't know how to say that. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's English. And it doesn't really matter at all because the song sounds good. So that wraps it up for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I have no idea what we're doing next week. I have no idea what to name this show. And that is all. Bye-bye.
You've got tape in your eyes. What is there to do? You've got tape on your eyes. What is there to do?